One of the major themes of the Kinos is that even with all of the bad and all of the churban and all of the tragedies and terrible things that have befallen the Jewish people, there is the idea, of course, of Tziduk Hadin, that God is just, Baruch Dayan Emes, we bless, we make a bracha on bad the same way we do on good, that there is what we call Tziduk Hadin. We don't understand, as we mentioned earlier in some of the Kinos, we might have questions. But ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just, Hashem does what's right. Our own finite abilities and limited capacity to understand the way of the world is Tziduk Hadin. And in the next two kinos actually are a little bit of like a package. Kino Yud Ches and Yud Tes, 18 and 19. Kino Yud Ches asks a lot of those questions. It asks a lot of those questions. How could Hashem do certain things? It's all the questions. And in fact, Rabbi Sachs used to point out that what you have here in this kino as upset perhaps, or with questions that we have, there's not anger like other nations of the world. There's not violent protest by when there is, it seems to us as an injustice. Of course, we know that ultimately it's not. But that leads to the next kina, which is Lecha Hashem Atzdaka, which is kina Yud Tes, kina 19. The answer to all of the questions that we have is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just. And the structure of that kina is Lecha Hashem Atzdaka, the great things that God has done for us. V'lonu boshes apanim. The second line is the sins that we've done, that we didn't rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. There is within this kina an accountability that we have to do something to bring it back. The Lecha Hashem Atzdaka, God is just, God has done great things for us, He's provided for us, and it's our job to rebuild it because it was our fault for the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. And in terms of Tziduk Hadin, there is a letter by Iris Yifrach is the mother of Eyal. Eyal Yifrach, of course, was one of the three boys who was kidnapped and brutally murdered in 2014. And she wrote the following. She says that 19 years ago, is when she wrote this right afterwards, that Hashem granted us a soul, the sun rose upon us, we received this gift from the Holy One. And 18 days ago, she wrote this right after it all happened, the sun set and the Holy One requested his gift back. And she asked for Mechila. And she says, our partnership with the Holy One hasn't ended. It continues, even though he took back his part. Our partnership continues faithfully. Our role is to unify the Jewish people, to unify us with ourselves. And I don't know what we would do without faith. She writes this. We talked about children. Faith is our backbone. The heart is broken, but our spirit is strong and unbroken. And she writes, and I understand there are levels of faith, the greatest test in this divinely orchestrated series of events. The Holy One is checking us and testing us our whole lives. It comes in stages. The Hashem says, you wanted and I gave, now let's see what you do. We are climbing up another level. We believe it's a test of faith. And each time it's another new level, I pray to Hashem that He gives us the strength to understand this, His power. In the Messianic era, Hashem shakes the rope and we hold on with two hands, not just with a finger. That's our Eyal, never gives up. That's there where our endless prayers and Hashem saved us from uncertainty. They say that our children are angels, our children are martyrs. I understand the perfection that was my son. She goes on to describe this level of emunah that she has. This is Tziduk Hadin. Tziduk Hadin means that with the questions that we have, with all the kinos we've already discussed, the Eicha Atzta, the Hatayel Ayaz Nacha, all the questions we might have, Ata Marta, you said this, and Hashem said it would be this way. We understand that we don't understand. We understand that there is something beyond that we can figure out. And when we grapple with that, when we struggle with that, when we have questions, that's emunah. That's Tziduk Hadin. Not saying this was for the best. We don't know what things are not for the best, but God does the right thing. And within that gap of what we know and what we can't yet know, that's where emunah lives. And that's what Tziduk Hadin is. That's what it means to move on. That's what it means to use our emunah to look at stories of people that have lived through the most horrific of tragedies and have described how their emunah has gotten them. I'm always inspired when I sit with people who have gone through unspeakable tragedies to say that their emunah is what got them through it. It's a level of emunah that perhaps we necessarily can't relate to, but that's what Tzidduk HaDin is. And we experience it in our own ways, in our own level, in our own lives, in different forms, and in different ways. But this is L'cha Hashem HaTzedakah. This is Tzidduk HaDin.